The scripture reading will be coming from Revelation chapter 21, verses 2 and 3. Revelation chapter 21, verses 2 and 3. Then I, John, saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God."
Thirty years ago. If I done the math right, it would have been 1986. Is that right? Got math. All right. I was getting ready to graduate from high school. I was 6'4". Weighed about 230 pounds. Had hair down past my collar. I was tough. I couldn't be stopped. Whole world in front of me. Somebody told me I couldn't do something. We're going to show you different. We're going to do it. Fast forward 30 years. I'm 6'3" and I lost an inch. I'm 263 pounds. I put on 33 pounds, depending on where I was at back then, anywhere 220 to 230, something like that. In my lost an inch, gained 30 something pounds, got a pretty good bald spot from the top of my head and the back. The doctor said it was due to nerves. Said I could lose all my hair. I said, "Well, I will, if it's using nerves. I'll lose eyebrows and all that." Didn't worry about too much 30 years ago. The biggest challenge I had in front of me, what I'm going to do now. Life changed. Puts more pressure on you. That text Jack just read for us, I love it. I love it because John is talking about what he saw. Real quick this afternoon, what do you see in your life? What do you see? I left high school, went to college, got married, had two kids, then went in the Army, got out of the Army, continued on with life. I went in the Army. I was 240 pounds. 8 weeks later, I weighed 202 or 3 pounds. I did 13 push-ups the day I was started the Army. Barely got them out. After 8 weeks, when I went to AIT, I actually matched the PT test. I done around 100 push-ups in 2 minutes. The other day, somebody challenged me and said, "You can't do a pull-up." I said, "Oh, yeah. I haven't tried it in a long time. I got 3. All I carry out is getting them teeth off. It was tough.
At least you got teeth."
Just took me a minute to hear what you said. I agreed with my teeth, and I got that second one out. I said, "I'll get one more." I got one more. I got 3, and I hurt for 3 days after that. But I got the 3 pull-ups, 3 chin-ups. Well, I wanted those things, Charles. You know, I think what I used to do, and I still want to do it. And I know you would say even more so at your age. You know, there's one thing we can all know. We can all know what the future holds. Might not have our teeth. We might not have our hair. Me and Charlie suffered with both of them, neuropathy, I think it was called. It bothered them a little more than it does me. But I found out about mine several years ago, and I just quit worrying about it. At the point he's worrying about it. He'll get older. You know, you find it just go on. We don't know picture of it. You think about what Jacob read for us, and I'm going to read two more passages. When we think about our life, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it said, I have not had you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that the sorrow are not as easy as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord shall prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I would not have you be ignorant about what comes. That's all that matters. A lot of things are going to happen between now and then, possibly. Could happen today. There's a good possibility our lives are going to change several times between now and then. Hopefully. But we know that. We know that one day, God is going to break open. We're going to look up, and the Lord's going to be coming. And those that are faithful are going to meet him in the air. We'll be with him forever and ever and ever. That's exciting. That is exciting. We look forward to that. John saw a beautiful place. And he shared it with us in Revelation. David, I can't wait to see that. I hope we will be an encouragement to each other. Help each other through our pains and our struggles and our losses and hair and other things. Pain. Just keep grabbing some out of our arms and saying, come on. It's worth the fight. It's worth the struggle. Keep getting up. John saw a beautiful place.